Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, good morning. You know, in October, our attention is focused on cancer, mostly breast cancer, but a lot of what we talk about has to do with any kind. And I just get a little bit, no, I get a lot frustrated that there's hardly any publicity about true prevention or natural approaches. In fact, the establishment works hard to suppress any of that kind of discussion. They pay lip service to prevention, but for the most part, they're really just talking about mammograms, which are not prevention. They're detection of a problem that has been building for years. Talk about genetics, oh, and a lot of scare tactics about that. Less than 10% of breast cancers are caused by genetics. The rest of it has to do with things that are more or less controllable. Carcinogens that we're exposed to, deficiencies that hamper our immune system, things that, like x-rays, including mammograms, radiation is one of the causes of cancer, breast cancer. And even the kind of clothes we wear. One of my guests today is going to talk about the research, the lots and lots of research and global evidence that tight bras are a major cause of cancer. I ran across an article about cow milk and breast cancer. They've been looking at that for a long time, on and off, back and forth, but most of the studies had too many variables. This one was done on Seventh-day Adventists who are vegetarian, and they could control a lot of the other factors, and they found there was a link between increased breast cancer risk and increased drinking of dairy milk. I'll put the link in the archive description of today's show, and you can judge for yourself. We need to learn more about prevention. Studies like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower are preventive, and they may hamper those cancer stem cells that are the seeds for future cancers, and thereby reducing the risk of recurrence and the spread of some cancers. We've talked a good bit about vitamin D. We're going to talk with a cancer survivor about his journey and what he thinks is important. We're going to talk to Bill Sardi about vitamin C and cancer prevention and treatment, also a type of breast cancer surgery that is being done routinely that shouldn't be done. And we're even going to talk about to somebody about how magnet therapy, the use of magnets, helped her recover from a mastectomy, and a friend of hers recover from the lymphedema that was caused by removing the lymph glands after breast cancer surgery. So, jam-packed show, and yet it is still just the tip of the iceberg of all of the things that we know of that can help prevent breast cancer and kinder, gentler treatments that you aren't going to hear about on the mainstream media. So, thanks for tuning in to Healthy by Nature today. My name's Marty Whittakin, and I'm so happy to have you with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why, when you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Welcome back. This is going to be some really shocking news for folks that did not hear Sidney Ross Singer when he was on the show previously. I've put a link to that interview in the archive description of today's show. Go to hbnshow.com, click listen on the menu, and pick today's archive date, and there will be a link in there. Mr. Singer is a medical anthropologist and co-director of the Institute for the Study of Culturogenic Disease. We'll find out about that in a minute. His book that I also linked to is called Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. That is word bras is brazier, in case you think you heard it wrong. Good morning, Dr. Singer, or Mr. Singer.
Good morning. It's good to be with you again. Thank you, Marty.
Hey, I said the word culturogenic. Does that mean diseases that are caused by our way of life, something along those lines?
Yes, we were actually pioneers of this in medical anthropology, where we are trying to understand how the different ways we live, the lifestyles, the attitudes, behaviors, just how our culture is making us sick. And, you know, we use medicine and anthropology and biochemistry to try to piece the puzzle together. And bras and breast cancer is a perfect example of that linkage. And when you have you know, we discovered that back in 1995 after we did a big study in 1991 to 93, where we looked at the link between breast cancer and bras, and if women who wore bras had different cancer incidence, and it was a huge difference. And since our research, which came out then in our book Dress to Kill, there have been dozens of studies internationally that support this link and show that bras are causing breast cancer, that the tighter and longer the bras worn, the higher your risk of breast cancer rises. And women who are 24/7 bra users, and believe it or not, some women just rarely take them off, they have over 100 times the incidence of breast cancer compared to a bra-free woman. And bra-free women have about the same, you know, comparable rates of breast cancer as men. Men do get breast cancer too, but at a rate that's like 1% of what women get at that rate. And that's because women are wearing bras. They're constricting their breasts with tight bras, change the breast shape for fashion reasons. And this is impairing circulation in the breast, specifically the lymphatic system, which is a very important part of your immune system. It helps to keep the breast healthy and detoxified and removes fluid from the breast. And when that gets constricted by a tight bra, and most women wear them too tight for too long every day, the fluid backs up, and that's why women have breast pain, and they get cysts in their breasts, which is when this fluid collects. And some women have to get that pulled out by needles and a syringe from their doctor, you know, several times a year. When they get rid of the bra, those go away. It's a problem caused by a simple mechanical constriction of the breasts by these tight bras, which are meant to change shape of the breast. And if you change the shape, you have to apply constant pressure, and that pressure is what interferes with circulation. And what's really interesting, too, is we've been doing so last year we updated Dress to Kill with new research from around the world that shows this, And we explained also why there's resistance to this from the medical community. I mean, they're going to have to basically rethink how they do breast cancer and start including bra usage, because it's like doing lung cancer research and ignoring smoking. They're ignoring the most important lifestyle factor that affects the breasts, which is whether or not a woman wears a bra. And you go to bra-free cultures and breast cancer rates are extremely low. You go to bra-using culture, as they start using bras, their rates start climbing and so forth.
So can I jump in here a minute?
We started a national bra-free study, and a year ago with the release of our of Dress to Kill for the second edition. And we had some preliminary results, which are amazing and confirm some other research that was done about what bras can do to the rest of the body.
Now, before we go that direction, let me follow up on one point that you mentioned, that there was resistance from the medical community. I mean, they're supposedly all about evidence-based and science. Why would there be resistance from orthodox medicine?
Well, like I was saying, first of all, we're in a bra-using culture. Many doctors wear bras, and female doctors, right? So you're challenging the way people even, how they think of themselves as women, as people. I mean, we in society are so conditioned to think you need to wear a bra. Even men that get gynecomastia and they get large breasts, some men start developing breasts because they're getting overweight or hormonal issues or whatever, and they think, oh, I must need a bra now. I mean, it's absurd. It's like the corset. It's a cultural device. But medicine is caught up in it. They don't want to challenge this huge bra industry, multi-billion-dollar industry. There are a million bras sold every day in the U.S., okay? Huge number of – huge industry. So they're going to resist this like crazy, and they're funding breast cancer research to try to keep medicine on their side. And also, experts have come out with a knee-jerk reaction to this, thinking it's pseudoscience. It can't be true. It's so absurd. The fact is, in the 1930s, doctors knew bras were causing breast cancer. I talk about this in Dress to Kill. Dr. Mayo, who started the Mayo Clinic, knew about this. And they have bra patents back in the 1950s saying bras cause breast cancer. This bra is supposed to be better. And the whole history of bras in other cultures, too. But anyway, there's so much to say about this in a short time. So to answer your question about doctors, I think one of the biggest things is that they've already made their statement. It doesn't promote drug use, and drug use is what controls medicine. So this is a lifestyle thing. They're never going to be excited about that. Nobody makes money. And it makes it look bad. And all the research that ignored this is flawed.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go back to the drawing board. That's why they still say we don't know what's causing 70% of breast cancer cases. I mean, family history, genetics, it's all small amounts. They know it's a lifestyle, but they can't figure it out. That's because they're deliberately ignoring the bra. And I've told them about it. I've talked to the American Cancer Society, the Komen Foundation. I give them the research. I show them all of this. And I'll tell you what the American Cancer Society told me. They said, we are not wanting to get in the middle of this.
Yeah.
And what's worse,
well, it also occurs to me that it's a very uncomfortable conversation for a male doctor to have with a female patient. So
that is true. And I've had an NIH researcher tell me he wanted to research this, but his female colleague thought he was perverted for even thinking it. Because as soon as you say bras are causing cancer, every woman thinks, well, that means I can't wear a bra. And if she's conditioned to feel that she needs one, it puts her into a real crisis. And what am I going to do? How am I going to wear this? Why didn't anyone tell me this? Why is my doctor not explaining this to me? I mean, it creates a cultural crisis.
What
and
about sagging?
Years,
I mean, I think that's one of the things, even if they're not worried for vanity's sake, which they are. Victoria's Secret has seen to that. Is it a myth that you have to wear a bra to keep from sagging in your older ages?
Of course it's a myth. And it's totally wrong. Everyone, even in the bra industry, they admit it's wrong. Your breasts will look the way they look in a bra while you're wearing the bra. But the problem with the bra, they create droopy breasts. They actually cause the problem that they're supposed to cure. And that's because when you artificially support your breasts in a harness, like a bra, you're not allowing your ligaments to function properly, and they don't get used, so they get weak. And that's why the breasts will get flabby from non-loose ligaments. And the breasts are getting filled with fluid. They're getting chronic mild lymphedema over time from the bra. And that means they're heavy with fluid, and the combination of that and weaker ligaments your breasts are going to droop over time. That's an aging process anyway. Putting them up in a bra doesn't improve that at all or prevent that, and research has even shown that. And what we found is that, and some other researchers too, when you stop wearing a bra, your breasts will lift and tone up and become more firm. And someone who's never worn bras, they have, like, very, very youthful-looking, firm, healthy breasts.
Well,
it's all about health, too. I mean, we shouldn't get too focused on appearance, but appearance is what people are buying bras for.
Yeah, well, what about modesty? We've only got, a minute and a half left here. I'll make sure we cover this. Is there some type of garment that can be worn so that people don't see, the headlights being on sort of effect? That is not restricted.
Right. Well, I think we have to get past our nipple phobia. And I think, that's one thing. Out of the culture, there is no reason we should be so upset by seeing nipples protruding through a blouse. If man could do it, but a woman couldn't, and that's wrong. And that's sex discrimination to force women to wear bras at work, by the way. That's now being considered. Any garment that's required for a woman and not a man for sex reasons is sex discrimination, and that includes bras at work. So you got to get over the headlight thing. And the other thing is you could wear a T-shirt, you could wear vests, you could wear sweaters, you could hide your breasts if you're worried about it. But there really is nothing, in my personal opinion, when a woman takes a bra on and puts it on her breast to lift them and create cleavage, she's creating a sexualized breast. A woman who's just natural with a blouse on it, oh my God, she has nipples. I mean, that's not a surprise. She does have nipples. Men and others people have to learn how to be, allow women
Sid,
to be
I'm going to ask you to stay on over this break and cover some more things because this is too important to cut short. We'll be right back.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back with Sydney Ross Singer. He's the author of Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. And this is not just somebody's goofy idea. It's been around a long time, and the research continues to mount. Something you said earlier, Sydney, about it just kind of slipped in there, not only increasing the risk for breast cancer, but other kinds of problems in the body. I know the lymphatic system has some major drains right under the collarbone, I think. And so what else is going on that maybe people would want to know about?
Sure. Well, and we're discovering this from actually, we're confirming it with our international bra-free study. When women stop wearing their bras, I mean, this is how we're discovering you can easily do this for yourself. And the study basically is having women just take off their bras and tell us what they experience. And, you know, so you could do it on your own, but it's really nice if we can help just document it and help people through it. And what we discover is the first thing everyone says is they breathe easier. And there's a lot of pressure. Someone wrote me that there's, you know, pressure of the underwire on the ribs that can cause contraction of the rib muscles and reduces breathing. Whatever the mechanism, there's some research that shows that wearing tight bras or tight girdles, anything tight like that around your abdomen, actually interferes with the autonomic nervous system and both the sympathetic and the parasympathetic, and it causes different physiological problems. It's like your body gets stressed out. Stress hormones are higher, body temperature changes, digestion changes. Women, like, they'll get constipated with the bra on compared to not a bra. Believe it or not, these things have been documented. Other changes are in melatonin, which is an important hormone that actually helps fight cancer. That goes down when they're wearing something tight, like including a bra. They tested this even with a bra. So we're discovering even menstrual flow, a menstrual cycle regularity. Women who were irregular, when they got rid of their bra, they became regular. I mean, not every woman, but these are some effects, some of the impacts of bras, depending on how tight it is and how long it's worn. That's in addition to causing the compression of the bra itself. All right, just that's around the breast and on the shoulders. Large-breasted women get deep grooves in their shoulders as the weight of the breast is lifted by the bra strap and pushes right in, and that compresses nerves that go down the arm. It can cause numbness and tingling in the hands. It causes headaches, and it causes hunched shoulders. So women, they get back aches. They think it's because they have big breasts. It's not. It's because they're wearing a bra and are lifting their big breasts artificially high on their chest. You got to apply pressure somewhere on your body, and the body doesn't like that, and you'll cause trouble, especially when you're doing this every day of your life for hours and hours on end. And some women are so obsessed about their breasts and their bras that they never take them off. 24/7, they think they're doing a good thing for themselves, especially out of the United States. And that's why breast cancer rates are skyrocketing in Asia. Women are wearing, Dress to Kill is now in Korean too, because they were noticing in Korea that their women are starting to get breast cancer. I mean, all these countries that started adopting Western fashion agreed they adopt a whole bunch of other Western stuff like bad diet. But all of the bad things in our lifestyles, all of the contaminants in our food, all of the pesticides and all the radiation damage to our tissues, everything that happens to your body needs to be cleaned up by your lymphatic system. That's your immune system flushing out the bad stuff and allowing your body's white blood cells to come in and fight cancer cells and viruses and bacteria. It all requires circulation. And if you wear a tight garment around the breasts, you're going to impair, and the breasts have so much lymphatic circulation. I mean, realize what they're made for. They're made to make milk. You have huge circulatory needs in the breasts. They are, if any organ needed a lot of circulation, like the kidneys, you know, you wouldn't want to constrict your kidneys. And when they're needing circulation, the breasts are designed for circulation. And when we take a bra, we are destroying that circulation to the point where women have, it causes, it is the leading cause of all breast disease. And when you look at breast cancer, this is a much bigger factor than family history. And we think this explains about 50 to 70%. They say they can't figure out. I mean, they've looked at everything, hairs.
Well, you know, add mammograms to that, and we've got the biggest part of it.
But you see, the problem is when you get that mammogram and you're wearing a bra, the damage from the radiation isn't going to be properly cleaned up. So I don't, we're doing bad to the breast, and there's many things we do bad. It's not going to be cleaned up and repaired properly if you're constricting the organ. So the bra not only does its own damage, but it prevents you cleaning up from other damage to the breast.
Guys with tight neckties and belts and these ridiculous skinny jeans that are causing problems.
Yes, skinny jeans. There's skinny jean syndrome from compression of nerves. There's neckties compress the veins draining the head and increase the pressure in the eyes and in the brain. Anything tight is bad for you. There's nothing tight that's good. And the problem is, you asked another question before, we were talking about why the resistance for medicine. Look at medicine's use of compression bandages. They use them all the time. And yet, when you really think about it, how are you going to heal when it's compressed all the time? Now, like if you have a bad elbow or a bad wrist from carpal tunnel, do you want to put an ACE bandage on it and compress that and support it? Well, medicine would say, yeah, give it support. But that bandage is now constricting that organ, that area. And it's not going to get proper circulation. How is it ever going to heal? And then you wonder why 3 years later you're still wearing an ACE bandage around your wrist, which is not getting any better.
Yeah.
So and then for lymphedema treatments, when women get, you know, go for breast cancer surgery and they get the lymph nodes removed in their armpits and it causes them to be high candidates for lymphedema. I mean, you know, a lot of women are suffering from, they swell in their arms, their breasts, and they're told after that, don't wear anything tight because it'll interfere with your lymphatics. But what about before you had cancer? It's the same problem. But interestingly, they'll take these women, and lymphedema is not good. Your cells are sitting in fluid that's not circulating. The waste products build up. If you get an infection, you can't fight it because it's all fluid, and your immune system can't work. So these people are like sitting on pins and needles, worried about any possible damage to their arm or whatever that's swollen, and they got to be really careful. So what does the doctor do? They give them a compression bandage to compress the tissue and squeeze the fluid out. That's, you know, obviously you got to do some of that, but the problem is the lymphatics aren't working anymore, and you can't fix that in today's medicine. We have no way of fixing them. Once your lymphatics are messed up, you know, and you've lost your valves in there, and the lymph nodes are not there, you have a backup and congestion that is like impossible to heal. So what you, in today's medicine, so what you need to do is, they say, compression. But if you don't allow the fluid to come in and feed the tissues, compression just gets rid of the old fluid. You need to get new fluids. It's almost like you'd want to do a massage where you compress and get rid of the old fluid, and then you have to allow nutrition to come
in. Lymphatic massage. Lymphatic massage does miracles with that problem. Tell us about the bra-free study. The website is brafreestudy.org. Tell us about that and your other website, brasandbreastcancer.org.
Well, the brasandbreastcancer.org site will have references and to other studies and go into more detail on these things. The best thing is to get Dressed to Kill, in my book, which will give you amazing insights into what's going on and a lot of the politics, because this is a cultural issue. So there's politics. It's not just about science, for sure. To join the study, I think you'll find it very rewarding, and you'll see for yourself on yourself by just, you know, we help you through the process of basically becoming bra-free, and you will then rediscover rediscover free movement and realize why bras are the leading cause of breast disease for yourself. And it's free, it costs free, so I suggest you just check us out, and if you don't, just do it anyway, because, you know, you need to be in charge of your own breast health.
I office at home, so I haven't worried about it. I haven't worn one since probably before I interviewed you the last time. I'll put that interview on the website, Healthy by Nature's HBNshow.com. Click listen and then select archives and today's date. I'll have links to all of these things there. Again, that is HBNshow.com. We'll be right back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNshow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
With surgery, you can get a synthetic knee or shoulder, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief of chronic back pain. However, people may not be aware that they can actually make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so that they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cell treatments are alike. The type of stem cells that Marty recommends are the safest and most effective. The treatment is quick, it's simple, virtually painless, and affordable. Read Marty's article on HBNshow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNshow.com. HBNshow.com.
I thought we'd sort of round out the show with a happy ending. My next guest is James Templeton. He's the author of I Used to Have Cancer, How I Found My Own Way Back to Health. It's subtitled A Guide to Using Alternative Approaches to Overcome Cancer and Regain Your Life. Thanks for being with us, James.
Marty, it's great to be with you today.
Well, I know from the book that in your early 30s, as a fitness fanatic and a runner, you must have been duly shocked to be diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma. What kind of conventional cancer treatments did you end up going through because of that shocking news?
Well, you know, it's a long story, Marty, but I ended up in the hospital with melanoma, and it was stage 4 melanoma that had spread to my lymphatic system. and I was only given a 20% chance of surviving 3 to 5 years if I could get through 80 chemotherapy treatments. And these 80 chemotherapy treatments were experimental back in that time. This was over 30 years ago. And they were hypothermia treatments, where they would elevate my temperature with a typhoid serum, and then they would inject the chemotherapy through an IV. And that was what they wanted me to do. That was all they knew I could do, and it was 80 of them they wanted me to do. And I ended up doing only 10 because after my body wasn't responding very well, I knew that I didn't want to stick around to find out what was going to happen next. And that's about all I did was surgery to remove all my major lymph nodes in my groin area, in my right groin area, and then I also did the 10 treatments of chemotherapy, which was the worst thing I ever did in my life because of the time and the way it was done and, you know, the way I felt with it.
Well, I mean, it is poison, and we know that chemotherapy is a race. Are we going to get the cancer cells before we do irreparable damage to your good cells? One of the things that you talk about, and you were fortunate to encounter people who had other ideas, what is the collagen connection? That's one of the things that you discovered to stop cancer in its tracks, particularly, I think, for metastasis, right?
Yes. And, you know, while I laid there in the hospital bed, after praying and trying to find something else, I knew there had to be something else. I got three messengers in 3 days that changed my life. And one was about a diet and lifestyle, but the vitamin C connection came from a book that was written by Linus Pauling. So I really got into the vitamin C thing from the things I read and the positive things that were helping people with stage 4 cancers and late stage cancer and all that. But I learned later on why it works so well for me, because cancer is a collagen disease. And there was work done by Dr. Linus Pauling and Dr. Matthias Rath. There was a 15-year study that showed that cancer basically usually did people in because it spread. It metastasized through the collagen, through the connective tissue. And I learned in that study back then that when you built up your collagen, and high amounts of vitamin C helped to from spreading, stopped it from being able to penetrate. So I really took advantage of that knowledge, and I to this day take huge amounts of vitamin C. But you know, they talked about a kind of a combination of vitamin C, lysine, the amino acid, proline, the amino acid, and EGCG, which was a green tea extract. And it stopped many cancers from spreading, and some of them 100%, and some of the major cancers 100% over this 15-year period. So I think that it's something that people should really look at.
Well, you know somebody that that I know and respect very much, Anne Louise Gittleman. Were you in contact with her at that time to get also the nutritional part of the program?
I wasn't back then. I didn't know Anne Louise, but I met her later on at a conference that she was actually, it was a lecture series that she was giving. And this was on the East Coast in the New England. And I ended up going to a lecture, and it was about intestinal parasites. And she talked a lot about intestinal parasites and cancer. And a lot of the people that had cancer, they found a lot of times parasites would be one of the underlying causes as far as, you know, affecting the immune system, the digestion, which is, you know, the gut health. The gut health is 80% of your immune system. So I met her. That's how I met her back then. It's a kind of a strange place to meet somebody, I guess.
Yeah.
But I learned through her and through doctors that she recommended that I go see that cancer and parasites really went together, and that this doctor that she referred me to was world-renowned. He said he had never seen a case of cancer or AIDS that didn't have some kind of parasitic involvement. So I got very interested in that and eventually started a business that, you know, started to deal with some of this and started to deal with with herbal formulas and that kind of thing.
Well, you have had a really remarkable history, and the book is very readable, and I think if nothing else, people come away with knowing, well, wait a minute, there is hope. What we just have 2 minutes left. We're doing a longer segment here. What do you think are the major underlying root causes of cancer? And then tell us about the Templeton Wellness Foundation.
Well, I tell you, Marty, there's a lot of causes of cancer, and mostly it's toxicity. It's overwhelming amounts of toxicity from bacteria to virus to yeast, fungus, parasites, as I talked about, poor diet, unhealthy lifestyle, negative environment around you, being around people that are negative, emotional issues, psychological issues, everything affects our immune system, and a lot of times people go through trauma, you know, before they end up with cancer. So our immunity is so important to keep a strong immune system. And I created the Templeton Wellness Foundation because I got sick and tired of seeing friends, family, and colleagues die of cancer. So I am now interviewing people with late-stage cancer, and I let them tell their stories, the things they have done, the things that I think would give people hope. Because once you have hope, your will kicks in, you start to believe, and you can see what other people have done to be successful, just like myself. So you can go to TempletonWellness.com. I used to have Cancer.com. And there's 3 free downloads that you can get that of things that I do on a regular basis, I believe, that will really help you. And those have links to the book.
We're now officially out of time, but I will put all those links in the archive description of today's show. Thank you so much, James.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has 2 super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature Show and its host, Marty Wittekin, recommend brands that are backed by science. For example, one founded by Dr. Emmett Blair, PhD, an award-winning chemist who's working to establish high standards for CBD in the holistic health industry. Through his extensive research, clinical studies, and passion for health, he has become a leader in the field of CBD delivery, absorption, and effectiveness. Dr. Blair has developed the next-generation liposomal solution and delivery system, CellGate, using liposomes that make a protective coating around formula actives to mimic how the body naturally absorbs nutrients. Studies show that CellGate preserves most hemp compounds well into the small intestines, delivering an absorption rate 20 times higher than regular hemp and 10 times higher than any other CBD found on the market. The brand, Puffin Hemp, is an all-natural and laboratory-grade CBD formula. Link to Puffin Hemp from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit puffinhemp.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Bill Sardi will be with us next week on the show, but I asked him to jump on for a segment in this show because a couple of his articles really are just important information on the topic of cancer and breast cancer. And so thanks for being with us, Mr. Sardi. The first, I'd like to start with your article you have on a commonly performed type of breast cancer surgery that you outline the reasons why it shouldn't be done. What is that?
It's stage zero cancer. It's non-life-threatening. You don't need to have it removed. The primary reason for doing it is just to handle the anxieties and fears of women. It's all unnecessary surgery. This is ductal in situ carcinoma of the milk ducts. And, of course, it says it has a high survivability, but, of course, you were never going to die of it. So you can read the report. It's at Knowledge of Health, breast cancer remedies that women never hear about. And one of them is just avoid the surgery. You don't need it for most of these cases. Women do have honest anxieties, and particularly the women whose mothers and sisters had this breast cancer issue, they just want to get it over with. They want it out. And so there's no facts to talk to these women. It's not about facts. It's about emotions. Okay. We're just telling you to take a deep breath and let it out and think about it for a couple of weeks, and it might be a little better decision to make than being rushed into surgery after all. The doctors are standing there in their gowns and sterile gowns, and the nurses are all ready, and they want to do this tomorrow. So take a little time and think about your decision, ladies, if you're going to have thinking about this stage zero breast cancer in the milk ducts. And there are some natural answers. One of them is NAC, N-acetylcysteine. You find it. It stops breast cancer cold, prevents the growth of cancer cells by depriving proteins to the tumor. And, of course, a good thing for women to do is avoid alcohol. That's a major driver of breast cancers. And allicin, the little molecule from garlic, does a lot to stop cancer. And women take tamoxifen after breast cancer surgery. Only 3 out of 100 women benefit from it, but every woman will benefit from taking allicin. It's the active molecule you find in fresh crushed garlic. Don't be fooled by all the garlic pills. They don't all have allicin in them. But aside from all that, why, those are good remedies to prevent and stop it all, and surgery doesn't necessarily remove the risk of getting breast cancer. Believe it, even if you don't have breasts, cancer can still start in that area. So enough to learn here.
Your article
up a mind for prevention.
Your article calls attention to the studies on this. It's not an opinion. I mean, there's a lot of research around it, and maybe, as you say, if they take a deep breath, wait a little bit, read the research. It's one of those things where watchful waiting makes a lot of sense.
It does, but it's more for men with prostate cancer. Women are thinking more, I just want to get rid of the anxiety, not the tumor.
Yeah.
So that's what's on a woman's mind, and I understand. We just like them to take a deep breath before they make all those decisions.
You have other articles that I've linked in the archive description relating to, and James Templeton mentioned this earlier as one of the things that he thought was important was about vitamin C in cancer, and not just the immune system, but also connective tissue. And you talk about Linus Pauling and, as I recall, vitamin C, zinc, and the thymus gland. People need to read the articles, but give us just a little bit of a summary, please.
Well, Linus Pauling used intravenous vitamin C to produce a 22% one-year survival of cancer. That was better than chemotherapy in the day. He was disappointed that the white blood cells still remained sluggish after giving vitamin C. It was the oral vitamin C that was given in between. It was really doing most of the work. And had Linus Pauling added some vitamin C, if he had added some zinc to that vitamin C, then I think he would have seen tremendous results. Another doctor, Abram Hoffer, adding a little bit of niacin and in particular zinc to the vitamin C treatment orally, was able to get 8-year survival from many, many types of tumors. So we do have a pill that puts all that together and tries to generate, reactivate your body to make vitamin C internally. Again, it's something I formulated called Formula 216. Maybe some of the listeners want to look into it, but certainly there's a renaissance going on. All of the cancer researchers that are into vitamin C in the world are now re-examining vitamin C because it seems to work better than anything they have in their hands. So there's a renaissance going on in vitamin C and cancer therapy.
Well, and one of the things we love about natural remedies is fringe benefits instead of side effects. All you have to do is talk to somebody who has been through chemo, especially if they didn't do the type that is available from a more holistic doc like Dr. Katsanis. The side effects are gruesome. The side effects of vitamin C may be your gums stop bleeding, maybe the little red spots on your skin disappear, maybe you don't get as many colds. The list goes on. Thank you for taking time today to give us a little bit of your wisdom. A lot more of that to come next week when you're on for the whole show. Thank you very much, Bill Sardi. And folks, please stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to talk with somebody about the use of magnet therapy for recovery from surgery and also from lymphedema problems. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 6 p.m., North State Now.
Or call 800-247-5731, 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of HBN Show.